Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, March 15, 2021. Executive Council, March 8, 2021. The Executive Council met on March 8, 2021. The following are agenda items approved by the Council. A personal appearance was made by Dennis Harper of the Iowa Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management to request a contingency fund loan in the amount of approximately $755,000 for the City of Nashua pursuant to Iowa Code Section 29C.20B. The Council approved a request from the Department of Justice Attorney General's Office for the payment of approximately $22,000 pursuant to Iowa Code Section 7D.10 for court costs and expenses incurred in prosecuting civil commitments under Iowa Code Chapter 229A for the Sexually Violent Predator SVP program. The Council approved a request from the Department of Justice Attorney General's Office to retain Patterson Law Firm LLP as outside counsel pursuant to Iowa Code Section 13.3 at a rate of $140 per hour to provide legal services for a workers' compensation case filed by a state employee. The Council approved a request from the Department of Justice Attorney General's Office to retain Witt Law LLC as special counsel pursuant to Iowa Code Section 13.7 to provide legal services to the Iowa Department of Revenue, IDR, for centrally assessed property tax cases. Fees will range from $210 to $250 per hour and will be paid by the IDR from the litigation expense fund. The Council approved a request from the Department of Justice Attorney General's Office to retain Wandro and Associates PC as special counsel pursuant to Iowa Code Section 13.7 to provide legal advice to the Treasurer's Office for probate issues. Fees range from $75 for routine matters up to $250 for probate matters and will be paid from the unclaimed property fund. The Council approved supplemental emergency allocations totaling approximately $3,000 for the following departments and purposes: approximately $1,000 to the Department of Administrative Services for vehicle repairs, and approximately $2,000 to the Department of Public Safety, DPS, for vehicle repairs. Approximately $8,000 in emergency allocations previously approved for the DPS was reverted back to the State Treasury. The Council also approved approximately $12,000 for the payment of cost items for the following purposes: approximately $4,000 to the Department of Natural Resources for damage assessments, and approximately $8,000 to various law firms for legal fees. Additional information is available from the Legislative Services Agency upon request. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Maria Wagenhofer, Legislative Analyst 1 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-281-5270.